This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Cautious optimism. Health officials say the nation still has a ways to go, but that social distancing seems to be working in the fight against coronavirus. President Trump at yesterday's White House briefing.
The number of new cases is stabilizing.
Federal Dr. Anthony Fauci agrees, but adds,
don't get complacent about that, because what's going to happen 2.5 weeks from now is really what's going to happen with regard to the people who are getting new infections.
More than a quarter of Americans have lost their jobs or had pay cuts because of the coronavirus shutdown. The CNBC All-America Economic Survey shows the biggest and fastest decline ever in the public's view of the economy, but more than half the people surveyed said they do believe it's going to improve by next year. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy the product completely. It's really been very, very good for my hair and my skin. A little bit more energy and just most of the time being able to fight off, you know, the sicknesses too. You know, I have not been sick since I have started it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the federal government has enough money for small businesses hit by the pandemic, telling CNBC yesterday he's confident Congress will release additional funding on top of the original $350 billion already being distributed. Mnuchin assuring small business owners that if they don't get a loan this week, they will get a loan very soon. Fewer Americans, though, are backing the president's job with the economy. A new poll for CNN shows 48% of respondents approve of how the president's handling the economy, which is down 6 points from last month. Just announced, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, and Dave Matthews will be joining Willie Nelson for a streaming Farm Aid concert this upcoming Saturday. The stars will be performing from their homes for the digital concert, which will then raise funds and awareness for farmers being impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Despite the fact they're still selling at the drive-thrus and by delivery, the world's most well-known fast food chain is taking a hit because of the coronavirus pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
McDonald's says its global same-store sales for March were down 22% because of the pandemic. The fast food giant had reported sales increases of over 8% in the previous 2 months. Sales at U.S. stores dropped 13% in March. It was worse internationally, where same-store sales fell by about 35%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Does it seem like your computer is starting to drag a little? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some advice.
With everyone being quarantined at home, is your computer slow even though you pay for high-speed internet? If so, there could be a number of reasons. An easy way to check out how fast your internet is to go to a site that will tell you what your upload and download speeds are. Ken Colburn with Data Doctors suggests using a site called TestMy.net. He tells ABC 15 News in Phoenix,
it's a much more realistic way to test your internet connection.
Colburn also says you have to run multiple tests.
Well, you need to do it at 3 different times a day, at least 3 days in a row. So you get at least 9 different tests, and then you average those out.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
Well, hello, America. Hope you're staying safe and healthy out there. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Bob Barr, the former CIA analyst, member of Congress, and U.S. attorney, and former Clinton impeachment manager, joins us now. Bob, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Bill. Good morning to you.
Hey, always great to have you here. Boy, I'll tell you, you know, I guess maybe the Democrats, and particularly Chuck Schumer, is not realizing that people are hearing what you're saying, that words matter. And when you say certain things that are pretty ridiculous, boy, they're just hard to defend. And it really says where you're coming from, does it not?
It does. And I wish people would pay more attention to what this guy says and others like him, because when they make ridiculous statements like he made in a letter, I think just a few days ago, to the president saying, well, because you're doing such a bad job of handling the coronavirus, put a military person in charge. It shows a tremendous ignorance of how our constitutional Republican system of government is supposed to run. It's supposed to be run by civilians under civilian rules and norms of law, not military.
Exactly. Is not the president the commander-in-chief, or did we miss something when President Trump was elected president, that he is just, somebody that they can't quite figure out who he is? But under our Constitution, the President of the United States is the Commander-in-Chief. Thus, it would put him in charge of all the military, would it not?
It would. And we have rules in this country. We have laws in this country. We have precedent in this country, as Chuck Schumer should know, but maybe doesn't, that the military are not used domestically for law enforcement purposes. We have a National Guard that can assist the civilian authorities in certain emergencies. But that is very different from saying put a military person in charge of a national operation that it would include necessarily law enforcement duties.
Yeah, it's almost as... I don't know. I want to say that he's disconnected from the principles of our U.S. Constitution, because that seems so obvious just within the party. Because we saw this head rise up several times during the Obama regime. And their answer to him, or at least their rally to him, was that he was to circumvent Congress and just do it by executive order, create czars, do everything you can to circumvent, you know, federalism. And in some cases, he did that. And you wondered, you go, where's Congress? What are they doing? Why aren't they speaking back here? But so it doesn't surprise me too much that Schumer would make this kind of ridiculous statement. But I'm like you, Bob Barr. I'm thinking, well, I hope the American voters are understanding what this man is calling for. I mean, and he's not some little man. This guy is the minority leader of the Senate making these kind of statements.
Well, he's the minority leader of the Senate, and if in the election this coming November the Democrats were able to regain control of the Senate, he would become the majority leader of the Senate. So he's in a very potentially very powerful position. But you're right. What he's saying follows on the Democrat philosophy that we are the party that knows what to do best in all situations. Therefore, we should just be able to do it, whether it's a president like President Obama was that just tried to do things by executive order, and even in the instances where what he wanted to do was directly contrary to what the law said. Chuck Schumer's recent letter to the president also indicates that he doesn't understand the fundamental concept that our nation is a nation of states that has ceded to the federal government only certain limited authorities, because he thinks that, well, we ought to have a national standard for pretty much everything, because after all, you might have differences among the states, and we can't have that. Well, that's the very nature of our country, Mr. Schumer.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, Donald Trump, I think he's been giving us all a very good lesson in federalism, in allowing the governors have the right. He doesn't allow them, but he's encouraging them to take control. And it was interesting that the governor, she's only 18 months there, the governor of Michigan, saying, look, I need help. I understand her saying she needs help, but she needs to get a tutorial on her powers and authorities, even though she's been 18 months on the job, to understand that she doesn't want the federal government roaring into her state, because she needs to be careful what she's asking for, doesn't she?
It's a very, very good perspective, because a lot of these governors, they want to blame President Trump. They want to blame the federal government for things that they are responsible for in their state. And it reflects also in a broader sense the notion that people more and more turn to the federal government to solve all of their problems or to give them anything they need. You know, the default in our country nowadays largely has become the federal government. You default to the federal government. President Trump, I think, actually does understand that that is not the way our country is supposed to run. The governor of Michigan apparently doesn't understand that and falls into that category like Schumer that, well, we want the federal government to do everything. But, of course, it boils down this year to politics. They're doing that largely to simply try and score political points against President Trump.
Yeah, but in the process of doing it, they're making their underbelly expose Bob Barr, because it shows their disconnect from the Constitution. It really, what they're doing is crippling the process by looking to the federal government. Donald Trump has been consistent in saying, look, we are not the warehouse for the states. It is not our responsibility. We are a backup, to your earlier point, and they're skirting responsibility. I mean, Governor Cuomo, which is amazing to me, and this is the mainstream media's poor job in dealing with this, is Governor Cuomo dropped the ball 5-6 years ago. It's well documented. He received money, federal funds, in order to deal with the very issue that we're dealing with today. And meanwhile, he's beating his desk yelling at Donald Trump for not delivering, but yet he passed up on the opportunity 5-6 years ago to warehouse these essential items.
You're right. These governors are blaming the president, blaming Washington for their failure. And yet, at the same time, what they're doing is, you're right, they're undercutting their own authority, if people actually think about it. Mm-hmm. They're basically saying, well, we didn't do our job. States are incapable of doing this, so we have to turn to the federal government. I suppose from a political sense, that might make sense for them, so long as there's a disconnect between them as Democrats and a Republican president. But, I'm not sure that they really want the federal government to be stepping in and carrying their water for them. But, of course, where they've made a mistake right now, it's easy in the short term to simply blame the president.
Well, Donald Trump, according to Bob Barr in his new article in townhall.com, corrected, was correct in dismissing Schumer's call for military control. And when we come back, we may just go down the road a little bit, Bob Barr, if that's okay with you, because I want America to understand what would this coronavirus war be looking like if the military were in control. We've got more from Bob Barr after this. Stay with us 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and our conversation with the former Congressman Bob Barr continues. Bob, you were also a Clinton impeachment manager, and of course we had some bad news last night that the whistleblower in the Clinton impeachment passed away.
Yeah, I saw that. I knew Linda Tripp and liked her. She was a friend, and I think did a great service to the country. And passed away apparently very, very suddenly from pancreatic cancer, which can really strike hard and strike fast.
Exactly. At the age of 70. Still very young.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And that was very, very sorry to hear that about Linda.
And even Monica Lewinsky tweeted out that even before she had passed, that she had heard that she was ill. She was praying for her family. And, you know, this is, you know, one of the figures that stands out to us. And she passed yesterday at the age of 70. Getting back to your article, Bob Barr, that you wrote about, and that is the Chuck Schumer, who has often... You know, he's so political, he can't help himself. And whenever he gets a chance to make a statement that is punctuated with an anti-Trump stinger, he really can't help himself. And he asked the president, almost demanded that, we need military in charge of this whole coronavirus war. And give our audience a look-see of if Schumer got his way, and if the Democrats were in control and the military were in control of this this war, what is amounting to a world war with, what, over 181 countries involved now. I think maybe 181, I think maybe it's now over 200 now that are involved, which is amazing because that's almost just about everybody. What would it look like here in this country?
It would look not like anything that we're used to in this country, because we have something in this country that applies to all civilians in our civilian society called the Bill of Rights. It means that you have basic due process. You have equal protection of the law. There are things that the government cannot do to you. And if they try and do it, you have recourse in the courts to stop them from doing it. In the military, the way the military necessarily and appropriately operates overseas, they don't have to worry about those sort of technicalities, as some people like to call them. They're more than technicalities. They represent fundamental human rights that we have guaranteed by virtue of our Constitution. But if you put the military in charge of something, then if they tell you to do something, whether you like it or not, whether they're right in what they say to you or not, whether or not it infringes your constitutional rights, won't matter. It doesn't matter. You follow it. That's why we have always had very strict, or usually have had very strict rules about military involvement in domestic law enforcement matters. And if you put the military in charge of this pandemic, there will be aspects of it that will necessarily involve law enforcement. And that is, one, that's against the law. It's against the Posse Comitatus law. And secondly, it's not something that we should ever want in this country. You know, having civilians in charge of these things may be messy. They may make the wrong decisions sometimes. They're not perfect. But this is the system that our framers gave us. It's what they died for, many of them, in the Revolutionary War. It's what our men and women have died for over the years protecting. And we should not just cavalierly throw it away, as Chuck Schumer thinks, simply because, well, we have a pandemic here. The president is doing a bad job, so let's put the military in charge.
The president is doing a bad job, according to him, and other political interests. Where the majority of America is looking at what the president is doing, and they're applauding him.
I think one of the reasons that they're applauding the president, you know, it may not be because of the way he says things or his daily news conferences, but it's because he does recognize the limitations on federal power and that primary authority for dealing with these issues lies with the governors of the states, and he's trying to do his best to balance those interests. He recognizes that the federal government does not have all the equipment, all the money that all of the governors need. So he has to take steps to, you know, send those resources where it makes the most sense. That may not make Governor Cuomo happy one day or the governor of Michigan happy one day or whatnot. But he has more to look at than any particular governor. And he does, I think, have very innate feel for the proper role of the federal government in handling these matters.
Exactly. Victor Davis Hanson, in a recent article, said as much, that Trump has this uncanny ability to play chess on multiple levels while others, by comparison, are playing checkers. And I appreciate, some people, and it just absolutely speaks of their ignorance, suggest that, Trump is not very intelligent. And when they say things like that, and I go, wait a minute, here's this guy that's built this multi-billion dollar business, and what he has done, time and again, has everything been perfect? No, hey, we're all humans. There's nobody that's done anything perfect. But nonetheless, he has been extremely successful in what he's doing here. On behalf of the American citizen and how he's laying things out, he's been ahead of this. I mean, even as much as shutting down the airports, which, people, he said he's going to take it. He's going to take a hit on this. People are going to be upset about him closing down the airports. The World Health Organization, China, was up in arms about him stopping all incoming flights from China into the United States. And look what happened. I mean, even Dr. Fauci and Birx said, thank God that he did that. He saved millions of lives, possibly, by doing that, regardless of the pressure of the World Health Organization in China. And, of course, now the World Health Organization is under scrutiny, and deservedly so, to the point that the president is suggesting maybe we shouldn't be giving them as much money as we have.
I am not a fan, as you probably know, of these international organizations, and I have not been for a long time. One area that I've been directly involved in, being on the National Rifle Association Board of Directors, is having been involved in trying to keep the United Nations hands out of our Second Amendment issues in this country. The UN keeps trying to involve itself in firearms domestically. I don't think that we ought to be funneling our taxpayer money to these organizations, the World Health Organization or the UN directly. And yet year after year after year, president after president, until this president says, well, if the bottom line is we have to help these organizations and Congress just goes along with it. I hope the president, Trump, is serious about taking a real hard look at the money that we're giving to these organizations, and in particular the World Health Organization.
Well, he's been asking, to your point, and I'm with you on this, in terms of these outside entities, whether including NATO, but he's been the one asking critical questions and getting some, positive answers, especially with NATO. I mean, he's going, hey, look, you made a 2% commitment. Where's the money? Time to pay up. And the World Health Organization, compared to the amount of money that the United States pays, not that we should be so prejudiced, but let's look for a level playing field is all. And I think that China maybe pays a tenth of what we pay to the World Health Organization, and the WHO looks like they're carrying China's water.
It's been very interesting over the years, over the last 20 years, to watch how China has become very, very smart at how they use their power and particularly their economic power. And to watch how these organizations and a lot of these other countries kowtow to the way China browbeats them. China may not call itself a capitalist nation. They are a totalitarian communist regime, but they know how to play the capitalist game as well as anybody.
Well, and they've infiltrated our universities with the Confucius Institute, I believe, is what it's called. And they've been able to have a lot of influence right there at our universities, I think over 40 that they've been involved with. So they've done a ground-up type of approach, and they've been very effective. I mean, even to the point that the president had to question a reporter in her questioning and her point of view where she was coming from. And, boy, she was resisting having any ties with China. But we found out later, in fact, she did. He was more spot on than not, as usual. Bob,
he was.
Yeah. Bob Barr has been our guest. Bob, all the time. Doors wide open for you. Appreciate the time. Thank you for being with us.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards.
Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Cautious optimism. Health officials say the nation still has a ways to go, but that social distancing seems to be working in the fight against coronavirus. President Trump at yesterday's White House briefing.
The number of new cases is stabilizing.
Federal Dr. Anthony Fauci agrees, but adds,
don't get complacent about that, because what's going to happen 2.5 weeks from now is really what's going to happen with regard to the people who are getting new infections.
More than a quarter of Americans have lost their jobs or had pay cuts because of the coronavirus shutdown. The CNBC All-America Economic Survey shows the biggest and fastest decline ever in the public's view of the economy, but more than half the people surveyed said they do believe it's going to improve by next year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez.
I want to thank all Americans for pulling together, for coming together, for doing what they have to do. It's been incredible. It's been inspirational. All over the world they're watching, but all over the world they also have problems. It's in over 120 countries. It's called the invisible enemy, and that's what it is. It's an invisible enemy. But we're doing tremendous work. The truckers, the doctors, the nurses, everybody, they're just doing tremendously. And of course, you've heard it 1,000 times, wash your hands, good hygiene, all of that, but social distancing, keep away, it's going to have no place to go. And I just want to thank you as president. I want to thank you for the incredible job you're all doing. There's spirit in our country like never before. We pull together as a unit. We pull together as a country. We will prevail together. We love the USA.
Well, that was the president making comments here a couple of weeks ago. That's when it was 120, went up to 181. I think now over 200 countries have been complicated by this this hidden enemy, this virus that's out there. Well, we've got with us the author and cyber expert, CEO of LabMD, Michael Dougherty, with us right now. And Michael, your book, Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business, is proving to be incredibly prescient, because we're seeing a lot of your book that you called our attention to playing out right now.
Well, I was the ultimate early adopter, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were.
But yeah. Back in the day, Obama was president. They thought I was calling him the devil, which is why I had one red eye and one blue eye on.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about what Woodrow Wilson did this country 100 years ago and how it's morphed into this government that we have no knowledge of. We do not understand our country because the civics book is just a big lie. It's right. About 19th century. And so, and the behavior now, we have like a real-time class going on here. If you can remember 9/11 and you compare the reaction of the media between this and that, it's stupefying. It's appalling.
Mm-hmm.
Because back when George Bush, believe it or not, everyone got behind George Bush and everyone was one team and all the exploitation really went away, and look what happened to the Dixie Chicks when they said they were
exactly
with George Bush. Now, look at this today. Not that we should vilify people that have disagreements, but suppress it, hating a medical treatment because you don't like Trump and twisting it and turning it. It, like Mirza Brzezinski did. It's just, you know, we're in a different planet right now, and these people need to go. They are damaging our own country, and they're insider threats. That's the biggest, most appalling thing I've seen right now is the absolute behavior of the media that's disgusting.
They could care less if there's, you know, tens of thousands more people dying because of their narrative. But sadly, these outlets will continue to give them place because they invalidated themselves. We didn't have to say anything. All you had to do was listen to their words. And what has been lost from the debate and from our decorum, Michael, is that when people are knuckleheads, they should be put on the bench for a while until they, you know, they realize the error of their ways. It's kind of, to me, I'm still insulted, frankly, that Donna Brazile is on Fox.
Okay.
I mean, of all places. I mean, she's not, and unless I've missed something, and I'm not saying she has a bad heart. You know, I think she wants to be genuine and wants to be honest and have integrity. I believe that. But it makes me sad that I've not heard her come back and say, you know what, I really messed up. And I'm really sorry. And maybe she might see it as, well, what do you want, Bill? Do you want me to go on an apology tour, you know, like Barack Obama, the endless apology tour about this? I say, well, no, but I just have never heard from your lips that you apologized for messing up with the system.
Well, a lot of it's because it's theater, I think. I mean, I think I look at MSNBC or CNN, and they double down and triple down and get louder and crazier. And their audience doesn't care. They're like, they know they're being lied to. They don't care. They're all protecting their fragile worldview that keeps getting tightened and clamped more and more and more down as incorrect. And what's terrifying is it's just a money machine from the media to advertise that crowd. But,
well, it's become a niche. It's become a niche. And this is what happens in media. You find your crowd that you can lead, and you generate as much revenue from that you can, whether it's conservatives or liberals. And the challenge, and I think the scary thing of it all, is that people, to your point, get so siloed. They're in their little, you know, coffee clutch rooms with all their theories flying around, and there's nobody there to challenge them because, look, you want to be part of the coffee clutch. And if you say the wrong thing or you question, you know, their expressions because you truly are interested in advancing the conversation and solidifying the debate and at least having something of quality come out of it, boy, you're out of the club. There's no coffee clutch for you. You better go find a tea group somewhere.
And that's the pressure on anchors. I mean, look at Allison Camerota, who used to be at Fox and Friends, and now she runs the morning show at CNN. And I'm like, who is this person? And what is the threat if your platform's taken away? You build your platform as a talking head, and then you are inching over millimeter by millimeter. Next thing you know, you're way over the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And this gaslighting and ridiculous behavior about not even focusing on the facts of the FDA and medication and downsides. But, you know, if anyone would have said, recommended that, you know, drug without Donald Trump ever mentioning a word, we'd be in a different situation and this Trump derangement syndrome, you can see how harmful it is right now.
Well, if Barack Obama had done it, he'd get another Nobel Peace Prize, you know?
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
This is really embarrassing. It really is. And beyond that, it's dangerous because people are dying. But nonetheless, I mean, doctors are out there still doing the right thing because of right to try. Thank you very much, Donald Trump and his administration, for passing that. Is that patients don't have to sit there and just wither away, even though in the cabinet just down the hall could be the answer and get them back to life again.
Well, here's the thing where I'm on the media about my battle with government, but I've worked in medicine for 30 years and still do.
Exactly.
And what people don't understand, they really want them to get in their head, is the FDA doesn't practice medicine, and the FDA doesn't tell a doctor what he can and can't do. And we are allowed by the media to perpetuate that erroneous thought. And so what the FDA does, they approve products that can be marketed, and they allow manufacturers to only market things for approved reasons. That doesn't mean that the physician-patient relationship is not sacrosanct and it's not at the whim of the FDA. An off-label is known as older than the hills. So using a drug that is past patent, that is dirt cheap, that is in mass quantities, that we have 6 years of expertise with. Excuse me, what? We don't need any permission. If Donald Trump hadn't set, been the one that had pointed that out, these idiots would not go on their gaslighting, expedition, and they cost lives.
Yes.
So this, they created this pointless, needless debate, knowingly holding the bag over the head of the American public. They know, and that's why this Brzezinski thing about, Donald Trump is making money off of this. I'm like, you are a shameless hack.
Yeah.
And it's crossed a level of harming people, and that is not okay.
Where is she making that statement? Based on what does she make that statement?
Well, based on some allegation from someone somewhere that noticed that Donald Trump owned some mutual funds.
Oh my goodness.
And that came out, I think, like 2 days ago, and it got hammered immediately, but the fact that they'll do it, without any, fire ready aim, research later, who cares?
Exactly. No, yeah, right. And but they're allowed to get away with this because, like anything, the first word spoken has the impact in this information age in which we live in, and the justification and the exposure of it being from anonymous or just a blatant lie just gets lost in the morass of all the other information that's out there, and they live another day. More from Michael Dougherty after this.
This report is sponsored by Daiichi Sankyo and AstraZeneca. An estimated 155,000 Americans are currently living with metastatic breast cancer, meaning it has spread from its original location to other parts of the body. 1 in 5 breast cancers are HER2 positive. Despite treatment advances, the disease is considered incurable, and patients may eventually progress on treatment. More options have been urgently needed. Now there's a new treatment available. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, recently granted accelerated approval for Enhertu, famtrastuzumab deruxtecan, NXKI, a HER2-directed antibody-drug conjugate for the treatment of adult patients with unresectable or metastatic HER2-positive breast cancer who have received 2 or more prior anti-HER2 regimens in the metastatic setting. Enhertu is approved under accelerated approval based on tumor response rate and duration of response. Continued approval for this indication may be contingent upon verification and description of clinical benefit in a confirmatory trial. This new medicine is in a class of targeted therapies called antibody drug conjugates, or ADCs, that are designed to selectively deliver chemotherapy inside cancer cells. Ion E. Kropp, MD, PhD, Associate Chief of Breast Oncology, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, commented,
"With this approval, we now have a drug available that may benefit patients in whom other drugs had stopped working."
Enhertu can cause serious side effects, including lung problems that may be severe, life-threatening, or that may lead to death, low levels of a type of white blood cell called neutrophils that can lead to serious infections, and heart problems that may affect your heart's ability to pump blood. Enhertu can cause harm to an unborn baby when administered to a pregnant woman. The most common side effects of Enhertu include nausea, feeling tired, vomiting, hair loss, constipation, decreased appetite, low red blood cell counts, low white blood cell counts, diarrhea, cough, and low platelet counts. Visit Enhertu.com for additional important safety information and full prescribing information, including boxed warning and medication guide.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14-17 monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you what also exists is our commitment to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Well, I'll tell you, and it's not easy. And especially in this day of, this time at war that we're in, because you still have to filter through, as Michael Dougherty said, you've got to, filter through all the political morass and gaslighting, Michael, to really come down to the nitty gritty. I mean, there are some officials, official voices are saying, look, this pandemic is done. It was done 5 days ago, 6 days ago. But here we are, erring on the side of caution. Looking to Dr. Fauci as, the king of the coronavirus and keeping us all safe and everything. But some of the things that he's been saying, and as you said, the post-analysis of all this between, Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, what China gave us, the models that they look to, interestingly enough, the same models that drove all the alarms for, global warming. We're relying on these people to tell us the truth about COVID-19.
Well, it is all, this is the weakness of scientists like Fauci. Look, they live in a controlled area. Controlled. They're not, we don't have pandemics every day. And what you see is this clash. This is why I thank God Trump is president, because he's got a big picture CEO head.
Exactly.
And these people are scientists. So they're not, Fauci is just so, and so is most scientists, just completely adverse to saying anything that will give up any control.
Mm-hmm.
And death is not a reality of these people, okay? They're used to just analysis. And so they just don't want to say it's all right. But the fluke of this was this one drug is so old and so well known. So the risks are so little. And, so when the tsunami's on the way and you see it coming from the shore, you don't start worrying about placing the furniture in the right place. And yet that's what these people were doing with, oh, well, we have to. No, we don't.
Yes.
No, we don't. Because the downside of this isn't bad. It's not like grab the live electrical wire. And it also, by the way, is the doctor-patient relationship that this country has been relentlessly bamboozled into letting go of.
Yes.
And the first cruel thing that happened was we have been gaslit and told from Hillary Clinton on that there's something wrong with the medical infrastructure in this country, so that we now actually believe that. And that is, I will say, BS. It was fine because there's nothing ever perfect in disease treatment. It will never be perfect. We haven't defeated death. Okay, only Christ defeated death. So,
right, exactly.
You know, it's
Sunday's
like,
coming.
Oh.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. So it's so frustrating to me because what this does is expose how gullible so many people are and then how irresponsible the media is to exploit that gullibility, which I don't think you would have seen 40 years ago. The exploitation of the masses is crazy making.
Well, and the other thing, too, is, I mean, Dr. Fauci and all the scientists, they love this because have you ever met a scientist that admitted they were wrong?
Well, it's a whole other story. I don't want to beat him up because
No. I don't from a standpoint. Only just again from a world view, and their approach and how they approach this is that I don't know. Maybe saying is right or wrong. Maybe might be the incorrect approach and a bit shallow. But I'm just from a standpoint of just saying, look at, you know, the scientists have their lane to operate in, and they're very effective when they're in that lane. And I can see where Dr. Fauci has been a great asset and Dr. Birx in certain cases, but they're not the be-all and end-all. There's a beginning and an end to everyone's lane, is there not? That's my point.
Well, and that's true, but the other thing is, listen, we only listen to the famous in this country, okay?
Yeah.
And the reason Fauci is in that position is because he's so well-known. If they would have, I mean, now she became well known after, but there's a million other physicians out there that are smart as can be, and this is not going to be, you know, ever touted in sort of the autopsy of all this. People are not going to really acknowledge the fact that, well, you know what, we're moving so fast, we just picked the most famous bodies. You don't have time to get to know people. And that's okay. But, you know, this has caught everyone off guard, and there's got to be a massive debrief on how this is handled. But, you know, doing something for the wrong reason is still doing something for the wrong reason.
Exactly.
And what will concern me is the media will not allow a debriefing.
Right. Yeah, will we draw out of it? Exactly. That's the point. Will we draw out of this, you know, post-COVID, the intelligence that is required so when the next pandemic comes, we are not shutting down the economy like we've done? I mean, Michael, the exposure of this country on so many levels because of the coronavirus is astounding to me. That, to me, is exceedingly threatening. And
because we have no frame of reference.
We really don't.
If we're going to be concerned about death and freak out and shut the economy because people are dying, then we should have equal anxiety about a lot of other diseases. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, social distancing, but I am talking about just this mass pandemonium. And you have to look at it and go, well, why are we getting such a hole? We're getting such a hole because we gave away everything to all these other countries so that we didn't have the supplies we needed and a problem. And who put us at risk? Trust me, it wasn't the right.
Right. Exactly.
You know, this is how you're going to play kumbaya. Again, that's echo chamber mentality. That's no real world experience. And we've created a bunch of people like that. And now we've got the real world going on. And holy cow, we've been skating on thin ice. Now, who made that ice thin?
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama.
Yeah, all the Democratic policies in the past, no doubt about it. Yes.
And they have proven beyond a doubt that they will exploit even this, and they will keep that ice thin.
Well, kind of amazing that here it is, the decision, you know, in much the same way, just like with Iran. Well, if we do all this for them, they'll play nice. And that was the attitude about the Chinese. So it's all the same stuff from the same fabric. And you know the source of it, just as you cited. You cited two people in particular. But it's the party policies of the Democrats that have continued this philosophy. And here we are paying the price. And I like what Donald Trump has placed a big bookmark on this, and he doesn't have to say a whole lot because the people get it, and post-COVID start seeing a lot more, you know, businesses come back to America, that we take control of all these, you know, biological important ingredients, and we bring them back home where they originated and where they belong.
And thank goodness we've got this guy with a Teflon vest on. The arrows he takes for this is unbelievable. I actually think he enjoys it. It's so funny. I mean, I find it massively entertaining the way he sits there. And I mean, look at the press just try to bait him about masks so they sit there without masks. Yeah. Or just the ridiculous projection. They've just gone to relentless, have you stopped beating your wife questions. It's so obvious. I am speechless. And
well, I was talking with Bob Barr about this a moment ago, Michael. The mainstream media is gaffable. I mean, they're like fish with their lips hanging out. Just, they're easy. And for Donald Trump, like I said, he's and you're suggesting, I've said this before, I think a lot of times it's for amusement. I think he just has fun. He just...
I agree. Because he's a free man.
Yeah, he's not beholden to these knuckleheads, thank God. You know, it's like, what are you going to do? Are you going to fire me, take my money back? Well, no, because I haven't accepted one dime as president of the United States. I keep giving the money away.
And but this is why they're so crazed. They are just so crazed. They're so crazed. And I put something on Facebook about the brain pattern of a liberal Democrat. And I have to tell you, it absolutely outraged liberal friends of mine. Because, you know, there's a one part about the self-righteous node, the holier-than-thou module. I mean, and they just have no sense of humor molecule. And there's just no, believe me, they know he's going to win again, and they're losing their minds.
Yes. And the thing is not only is he going to win in a big way, the devastation that this will have on the Democratic Party, that's a mess right now. They don't even know who they are. Half of them, they're Marxists, they're communists, I mean, and all under this tent of being a Democrat. And you've got reasonable Democrats, you know, blue dog Democrats, traditional Democrats, JFK Democrats, that have sit there and they're starting to wake up and going, what tent is this? What are we talking about here?
Well, this is a part about having been in Congress a lot the past 7-8 years. I have to tell you, the Democrats are ruled from the top down with an iron fist.
Yes.
Nancy Pelosi is an iron fist bully, relentless, and she will keep you in line, and she will knock your career on its tail. So she is part of the response. She's had a hand in all this, and it's come back to bite her, whereas Republicans can never control their own.
They're like cats. You can't wrangle up all the cats. And of course, Nancy, whose middle name has become impeachment, is looking for another call. And we got Adam Schiff, warming up in the bullpen, ready to come in once again as soon as there's a media opportunity for him to come, you know, up front and forward.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. There is no shame.
Gosh, it just never, I mean, for all the time that they've wasted. And again, remember the timeline, ladies and gentlemen. While they were impeaching the President of the United States, the President was saving our back ends and addressing this whole COVID-19. But Nancy Pelosi sat on her heels, did nothing whatsoever, and somehow claims that she was responsive. There's no fact to that, is there?
No, as a matter of fact, now she's exploiting it. Right now she wants to give a ton of money out, and then she announced she's going to investigate everyone that gets the money.
Well,
so, and this is because, I'm sorry, but some of the masses are asses. So.
Well, there we go. Michael Dougherty right here. Thank you, Michael. Have a good day. Be safe.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon.